With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Instead of targeting the U.S. this time, Communist China has sent one of its spy balloons in Taiwan's direction. Taipei also reporting a large-scale movement of Chinese military aircraft and ships.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. In response to a media query, China's spokesman Wang Wenbin says, "First of all, I want to remind you that Taiwan is part of China, and there's no such thing as a foreign ministry or defense ministry in Taiwan." Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been detected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three felony and six misdemeanor tax charges contained in the latest indictment of Hunter Biden. Federal grand jury in California indicting the presidential son for allegedly failing to pay roughly $1.4 million in taxes while living an extravagant lifestyle. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration continues to lecture Israel over the conduct of its war on Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges restraint.
Israel must do everything it can to protect civilians, to ensure that humanitarian assistance flows into Gaza. For our part, the United States has made clear that Israel has to make maximum efforts to avoid civilian casualties, even as Hamas continues to use civilians as human shields.
Hamas is known to surround itself with civilians, basing its operations beneath the cover of hospitals and such. America's employers grew their payrolls by 199,000 jobs last month, the unemployment rate falling to 3.7%. On Wall Street, stocks in the red. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A federal judge says he will not kill a lawsuit filed by Christian parents against the State College Area School District. The suit argues that the district is discriminating against kids in religious schools by barring them from co-curricular and extracurricular activities, despite the fact that homeschoolers are being allowed to participate. The Thomas More Society and the Religious Rights Foundation of Pennsylvania are representing the parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have outlawed sex change operations on minors. The measure would also have barred puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and any other therapy designed to help a child live as the opposite sex. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel says, while the governor's veto of this legislation is certainly not surprising, it serves as a stark reminder of just how out of touch with reality he is. This is SRN News. An explosion of diabetes cases in America and some of the most popular drugs used to treat the condition will be the focus of Senate hearings next week.
Health Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders says he wants to learn more about the rise in diabetes cases in the U.S., especially among children. He'll also focus on a growing list of drugs known as GLP-1 medications, with names like Ozempic and Mounjaro. The drugs are being used to fight both diabetes and obesity, but remain too expensive for many Americans. Bob Agner reporting.
Police say a gunman who killed three faculty members at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was an unemployed professor who stuffed his waistband with loaded handgun magazines before launching the attack. Authorities say 67-year-old Anthony Polito bought more than 150 rounds of ammo, as well as a list of targets, although those shot were not on that list. More details, SRNnews.com.